One more thing. Here we go. Check this out. Now, you go to Russia. You mostly see people drinking what out there? What's their big drink?
I would say vodka.
Vodka, right?
Right.
Well, back in 2011, the president of Russia, he just signed a bill that officially classifies beer as alcohol.
Beer was never even considered alcohol.
That's right.
That's fantastic.
Until then, containing less than 10% alcohol in Russia has been considered a soft drink.
That is everything I need to know about Russia. That is fantastic. And, you know, those people, I'm saying this to give them credit. They can drink.
Yeah, they can.
Holy cow. By the way, one of my little beers that I like is those IPAs. Dogfish, that is like 9% alcohol. I'm telling you, after two, you go nuts. And you're telling me that, according to you, my Dogfish would have been classified as
a soft drink.
A soft drink.
Yep. A lot of people were saying.
I've never had two Dr. Peppers, Gots, and barely able to walk.
It's very common to see people in Russia swinging beer in the street and in parks as if they're drinking soft drinks, so they never declared it as a beer.
That is amazing.
Not until 2011.
Damn it.
Isn't that crazy?
That is nuts.
There you go with one more thing.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.